Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Big Monday night game tonight. It's going to be intriguing to see, indeed, if they are good. And what I mean by that is with Davenport out, we had the Dan Campbell line about the edge rusher spot, we're good. Well, now the depth is being tested. Davenport being out probably isn't a shock to anyone. They say they love Elkwadeen Muhammad. And who's their next man up? Is it Tyus Wheat, the guy they plucked from the Cowboys waiver wire? I'll be watching that, and I'm going to be watching guard, center, guard tonight. Can the Lions have a better effort up front on the O-line? Or maybe effort's not the word, but do better in a road environment than they did the last time. I will be pretty stunned if this game is as bad as the Green Bay game. I think it's a close game. Fourth quarter game. I think we're going to be talking about one play tomorrow, but I have the Ravens winning. Gator, you like what the Lions did so much against Caleb Williams, because we saw Caleb Williams yesterday slice up a Cowboy team who may have some defensive problems, but he sliced them up. And can the Lions then turn around and mimic that performance the next week against obviously a better quarterback, but similar quarterback?
For sure. I mean, the Lions defense is going to have to bring it this week. You're facing maybe the game's best running back and maybe the game's most dangerous quarterback. There are lots of great quarterbacks out there, and Lamar's in the mix. I think Lamar is absolutely a top five quarterback in the league, if not a top three. If you're going to go into a game thinking all I can do is run and scramble, then you're going to get killed, because he can throw the ball very effectively. He's done it. Did it last week. Four touchdown passes. When Cleveland decided to lock things up and didn't give up anything on the ground, he was making touchdown passes, albeit some of them were really short drives and short yardage situations, but they got it done. If the Lions look at that Cleveland game as a blueprint, I think the Lions can be more successful at it, because I wouldn't expect that they're going to have the same turnover issues that Cleveland did. I also wouldn't expect that their punter is going to, you know, put them in some kind of jeopardy with one of the kicks. If they can avoid that, then I think the Lions will be in fine shape, because I think offensively Detroit's got the advantage here.
Well, they very well might, unless they can't block. Now, given the injuries, could be very costly for Baltimore. Injuries are part of the game. A big part of the game, as we found out last year. We shall see how it plays itself out tonight.
Now, the idea that who's going to be the other pass rusher is something the Lions have struggled with for a long time, right? You've got Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson needs to have himself a game. Need to see him be that game wrecker on defense, where you have to account from every second he's at. He's going to go on the left side, the right side, whatever. That means that somebody else is going to have that opportunity. Elkadeen Muhammad can do that. Tyrus Wheat can do that. Tyler Lacy. These are guys, those two players in particular, Tyrus Wheat and Tyler Lacy, were both brought up specifically, not brought up, they were signed before the regular season. They were signed to the 53. They could have gone elsewhere. Lions could have done a bunch of things, right? They could have brought in the player that they had last year. And I can't think of the guy's name now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, the defensive end they picked up at the trade deadline.
Oh, Zadarius.
Zadarius Smith. Good grief. I'm thinking D. Zadarius. Okay. Zadarius Smith, they could have signed him. They didn't. They chose not to. They could have gone out and gotten Jadavion and Clowney. They didn't. They chose not to. What they chose to do was Tyrus Wheat, Tyler Lacy. Why?
Let's see something
out of these guys.
Yeah, I feel like with Brad Holmes, they could be great finds. They could be Broderick Martin. Last year, if you look at the Lions, right before the season, they got Tim Patrick, and he turned into a very useful player. And at the trade deadline, they got Za'Darius Smith, a useful player. So, well, El-Khoudi Muhammad wasn't a very hailed signing, but they say they love him. And Tyrus Wheat,
I don't know.
You pluck a guy off somebody's cut list, it's hard to imagine that player is going to be able to help a championship caliber team. But that's, I mean, if you, that's when you are the smartest man in the
world. Well, but you can have a moment, right? That player can have a moment. I don't need Tyrus Wheat to go out there and pressure the quarterback 10 times.
Yeah.
But if he can pressure him once and land a quarterback sack, and maybe it's the only sack he has this season.
Right.
Okay.
Well, come in and if
have a moment.
If they need it, now would be a good, if you got it in you, now would be a good time to show that you're capable of that. More feedback coming in. My champ is Isaiah Rogers, 2 defensive touchdowns for the Vikings. Chump, NFL kickers, how many kicks were blocked at the end of the game yesterday? It's from Jeremy and Ipsy. It's funny because the only kicker that looked to me like he low trajectoried his kick was the Rams kicker. But then again, it depends a lot on the camera angle. Like the camera angle on field goals and extra points in New York for where the Giants and Jets play, it's like you're right above it. It's straight down, so you can't get a sense for it. And I kind of feel like it's the same way in Philly, but those look like they might have been low kicks. Mark from Detroit, can we stop blaming Scott Harris for this? He gave us a team with a 10-game lead 2 weeks ago. This is all underperforming players, especially Riley Green. Can't be called a superstar when you can't hit lefties.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I don't want them to make the playoffs. Lessons need to be learned. Wow. That seems awfully overly punitive that the only way they can possibly learn the lesson is missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? When you say that, you think the people that run the organization are morons.
Well, and that's.
I'm sure that's what the person
was doing. But if I think this season is teaching them plenty of lessons, regardless if they make the playoffs or not. Hopefully they're able to make the playoffs, hang on to this division, and let's go. But I would imagine that they have learned some things. They're going to have to add to this team without question, and not just rely on guys getting better 1 year to the next. Some guys, I think, might be incapable of getting any better. And we're seeing that maybe here in the second half of the season.
Twitter polls have closed. Are the Tigers going to win the division? Almost 1,000 votes. 77.5% say no, 22.5% say yes. And are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? 51.8% say no, 48.2% say yes. Thanks for all your votes today, but that tells you a little bit of what the public thinks. Very little confidence in the Tigers. Understandable. They've undermined a lot of the goodwill and the confidence people had in that team. Flip of the coin in Baltimore, which kind of makes sense. People are paying attention. A lot of people are. They know how good Baltimore is. Lamar's one of the most incredible weapons in the league. He'll be frustrating to try and defend tonight. You think you have him down. You think you've won the play. Then he gets out of there, and all of a sudden, he's in your secondary running free. Right?
Yep. That's you can never lose sight of him. You can't give up on a play either. Because this is the type of thing where the player can free himself from difficulty for a moment. And if you give up, then you're going to give up. But if you keep going, he might just find himself right back in your sights because expanding the play, that's in his DNA. But it can work two ways. It can also help the defense.
Yeah, I think there was a play against the Bills Lamar had where he ran like 19 yards behind the line of scrimmage the other way. And then it'll make him like a first down. Like, yeah, it doesn't end with him ever. And so it's kind of, this is like lane integrity, you know? Like, I think, I'm sure the guys on the front four have been coached, even the linebackers, like, hey, don't overrun this guy. Don't over pursue. Keep him corralled and get a hand on him. But I do have a bold prediction for tonight's game.
Okay. Sure. Oh, bold. Oh.
Isaac Tesla will catch a ball with two hands tonight.
Okay.
That is pretty bold. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think there's a better chance of him not having a catch than catching a one-handed pass again. He could go through the rest of his career not having to do that. But duly noted.
That's a solid prediction right there from Kang.
Two-handed catch?
Yeah.
Could happen. Very well could happen. Got to tell you, I'm fired up for this one. Thinking of firing up the grill. We'll see. But it'd be a statement win if they can pull it off, wouldn't it?
I think it would be, and I think they're going to make a statement.
Hope you're right. Hope you are right, my friend.
I'm not. I've thrown the Green Bay game in the rearview window. Did that a while back.
Yep.
Love what they did against Chicago. I don't expect them to be offensively gifted every week, but I think Baltimore provides them an opportunity to throw well over 30 points in a game.
All right, Stoney's here. What's up, man?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Went for 4 hours with Mike, did a little break during the Lions game, and then come back till 2 a.m. for the post-game show with the Hammer.
Look at you.
My. Oh, yeah.
Look at you, you crazy man.
Hey, best thing is, no Tigers games.
Right.
Gator, you think I could use that bat that you didn't want about a month ago?
What bat was that?
Any bat. The Tigers didn't need a bat.
What did you want to do? Get Suarez?
I know. Yeah, I mean, we make mistakes. I understand that. So do I.
Yeah, no,
all the time.
I'd like to see other guys have gotten the opportunity over the last couple of weeks, but it's not happened. But
I know.
Somebody figure it out. Please, God, figure it out.
Yeah, I know, right? What are you guys going to lead with?
Actually, I don't know. I assume Tigers, but I could be wrong. But we will have Can You Say That? And I came up with some interesting Know Your Opponent trivia for Mike for tonight's Lions-Ravens game.
Good. Well, have fun.
Oh, yes, I will.
All right. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.